people out there that are very, very vulnerable, that need the support, that have a helping hand out, that are waiting for the state to grab that hand and help them. But unfortunately, despite the fact that the majority of other areas are seeing an increase in the number of personnel, Donegal and the North West is seeing a dramatic decrease over the last decade, and it's not acceptable.
So what can be done, in your opinion, to rectify this issue? Is lifting that recruitment ban one of the core issues here?
Well, look, this is an issue that I have raised directly with the Taoiseach, directly with the Taoiseach on numerous occasions. We've talked about the waiting list for adults and for children. We've talked about the challenges that exist there. And yes, the recruitment embargo that has been introduced is absolutely having a huge effect. But what we need now is a plan. What we need is a new deal for Donegal. And that needs to include areas such as the mental health sector. We need to see a positive plan, what this means, how we're going to rectify this issue. All we're asking for here is our fair play. Why are people in Donegal, which have mental health difficulties, not being given the same supports as other areas which are seeing their complement of staff increasing? And you know, we need our minister, who's sitting at the cabinet table, to speak up. It's not acceptable that it is only myself that is raising these issues time and time again on behalf of these individuals. He's at the cabinet table. He has the ear of the Minister for Health, and he needs to make it very, very clear on behalf of those very vulnerable people who are out there, who are suffering with mental health and who need the support, who are coming forward through their GPs or coming forward themselves asking for the support, but the support is simply not there.